Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to show you a clip of Harris campaign stop in Detroit. It's priceless. And it really, in combination with something else I'm going to show you, it's priceless simply because of the fact that it shows the polls are full of crap. They're lying through their teeth. She can't stand on anything. No one's going to vote for her who has to buy groceries or put gas in their car because she did this. Oh, I'm going to change the economy. Don't pay attention to what I did 4 years ago. We're going to show you all that. Hey, we're brought to you by a sponsor that can save you a lot of money on your utility bills. And we know about 60% of Americans are really struggling. 30% can't pay at all. And it's all because of the greedy utility company, shall we say, investors. They love dirty electricity. They love negative electricity. And this device stops it all. You plug it in and it straightens out the current. It also prolongs the life of your appliances, electronics. This is dirt cheap. It's 66% off in addition to the low price. And guess what's going to happen? You're going to save a lot of money on your utility bills. The utility companies hate it, but they can't stop it. How much will you save? It depends on how bad your electrical current is, but the savings are significant. 66% off. It's fantastic. Don'twastepower.com is where you go. Don'twastepower.com. And if you're seeing this in social media, well, the link will be in the description box. Don'twastepower.com. Kamala Harris is on her campaign stop in Detroit. And pictured in the background are people who, they look like they're from the movie Night of the Living Dead. And they're holding up their Kamala campaign signs. And she's so popular on the trail now. She's drawing massive crowds, they say. Well, let's listen to what's happening. Here's Kamala lying about President Trump and his association with the Project 2025. He is not. And he has disavowed it. He's been clear. He said it was terrible for veterans. And she's lying through her teeth as usual. It's just like the abortion argument. Donald Trump's taking away abortion. Donald Trump wasn't in office when the Supreme Court made the decision to refer the issue to the states. He had nothing to do with it. Oh, he'll take it away. He can't. It's a Supreme Court ruling. And unlike Joe Biden, Donald Trump shows he obeys the Supreme Court. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing that she can lie like this and get away with it. And all these stupid people standing behind her, holding up the, when we fight, we win. Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's play these clips here.
Donald Trump intends to take our nation backward. Just look at his Project 2025 agenda.
Lie.
Project 2025.
Lie. Now, her crowd's shouting her name in this cult worship, the Kamala cult, but it's going to go south here pretty quick.
And please do check out Project 2025.
Lie.
Because I'm telling you, it is a plan. It is a plan to weaken America's middle class. Project 2020.
Let me tell you what a weaken America's middle class. Up until yesterday, she had nothing on her website about an economic plan for the country. Nothing. Zero. Nada. Now she says, I'm going to bring prices down on day one. And she's talking communistic wage and price controls. Communism is her answer to their debt, their high interest rates, their wrecking energy in this country that causes everything to go up. She's just going to control the prices. We're going to hyperinflate. We're going to hyperinflate. And she's sitting there lying about Donald Trump. And she has nothing to run on. Nothing. Nothing but making up crap about Trump. And she has nothing to offer of value.
25. If he is elected.
Now the crowd is heckling. And she's laughing at him. Trump will win. Trump will win. Trump will win.
I'm here because we believe in democracy. Everyone's voice matters, but I am speaking now.
I am speaking now, so shut the hell up. Trump will win. Trump will win. Oh, massive crowds that support her. Detroit, the bluest of blue cities. And she's getting heckled.
I am speaking now.
Now her little formula cult is responding.
So Project 2025. Look, if he is elected, Donald Trump intends to give tax breaks to billionaires and big corporations.
That is not even what 2025 is about. I reported on that last year. It has nothing to do with tax breaks to billionaires. Nothing. And Donald Trump's not part of it. He's disassociated himself from it. She's a liar.
He intends to cut Social Security and Medicare.
Oh, whoa. He says he's taking tax off of Social Security. He's cutting the taxes, not cutting Social Security. Another lie.
He intends to surrender our fight against the climate crisis.
Yes, he intends to stop the expensive climate scam. That's the only truthful thing she said, except she used the word crisis. The only crisis is what this scam will do to us.
And he intends to end the Affordable Care Act.
Oh my gosh, I hope so. Affordable? Affordable? Ask people from lower middle and lower classes how affordable the Affordable Care Act is. It's garbage, it's bureaucratic, and it kills people. Oh, I hope he does that. So she's told two half-truths here, but the rest of it's all BS. And she's getting heckled.
You know what? If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking.
Did you hear that? People are saying Trump will win. And she said, I'm speaking. Shut up, Americans. You have no voice. I love it. There's never been a more despicable person, even Hillary Clinton, is not this bad. Worst Hillary. Oh, she is mad. The look on her face, I'd kill you if I could get away with it. Oh, the crown. There they go. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Donald Trump intends to take our nation backwards.
Uh-huh.
Just look at his Project 2025 agenda.
Don't you love it when they can't stop lying? Don't you just love it, ladies and gentlemen? I am just beside myself at the crap that we're seeing. The absolute nonsense that we're being exposed to here. I can't stand it anymore. I'm sorry. I think I need to donate one segment a day to her ever-loving lies. She is so despicable. She's so unlikable. I know we're supposed to love our enemies. But do they have to be so despicable? And by the way, this isn't the end of this story. I'm going to come back in the next segment, and I got something to share with you about, they say Kamala's won over the young people. The young people are going to vote for her. Oh, contraire, mon frere, we have evidence to the contrary. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting, where we propose solutions. And other people, well, some do, a lot don't. This is why we're getting 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Sign up today, thecommonsenseshow.tv.